From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Russia says it will respond in kind to the mass expulsion of Russian diplomats by the West over the poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain earlier this month. Meanwhile, more countries have taken action against Russia. On Wednesday, Slovakia, Malta, and Luxembourg each recalled their ambassador in Moscow for consultations. Montenegro said it would expel a Russian diplomat. Slovakia and Montenegro, while both members of the U.S.-led NATO alliance, are traditionally close to Russia. The search for bodies has ended after a shopping mall fire that killed 64 people in a town in Siberia. But some people who live in the town refuse to believe the official death toll. Reuters correspondent Rosanna Philpott reports.
Grief is turning to anger over why the fire happened. With thousands demonstrating on Tuesday, President Vladimir Putin flew to Kemerovo to meet with those affected, vowing action and harsh punishment for those responsible. Investigators say fire exits had been blocked and fire alarms weren't working. They suspect a cover-up and that hundreds were killed in the blaze, something Putin has flatly denied. This sentiment reflected in the vigils, with one placard reading, "How many victims are there really?"
Correspondent Rosanna Philpott. Prosecutors investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. presidential election say they have directly linked a former Russian intelligence officer to a one-time top political aide to Donald Trump during his successful run for the White House. In a court filing, special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation appeared to draw the closest connection yet between Trump's campaign and Russia. This is VOA News. A Kenyan opposition leader remains detained at the airport in Nairobi, barred from entering the country despite a judge's order that authorities allow him to appear before the High Court Wednesday. The standoff has called into question the public reconciliation of Kenya's top political rivals earlier this month. Correspondent Ryle Ombuor reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Opposition supporters on Wednesday blocked the main highway linking the cities of Kisumu and Kakamega, lighting bonfires. The protesters were demanding the release of high-ranking opposition leader Miguna Miguna. Kenya's High Court on Tuesday ordered that Miguna be released and appear in court on Wednesday morning, but the government did not comply. The court has ordered three senior government officials to appear in court Thursday to face sentencing for defying the court order. Miguna's lawyer, Nelson Harvey, said Miguna's detention at the Nairobi airport is illegal and a violation of his rights.
He's held up in a confined area, actually in a washroom, without sufficient space for even to move around. He's not been provided food. He's not been given access to us as his lawyers. We've been at the airport since yesterday morning. We're not able to see him.
Ryle Ombuor, VOA News, Nairobi.
President Trump says there's a good chance North Korean leader, dictator Kim Jong-un, will, quote, do what is right for his people and for humanity by moving to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. In the Twitter post early Wednesday, Trump said he looks forward to his planned meeting with Kim, but emphasized the need to keep up, quote, maximum sanctions and pressure in the meantime. The Ecuadorian government says it has cut off Julian Assange's ability to communicate outside its embassy in London, where the WikiLeaks founder has lived for more than 5 years. The government said it stopped Assange from communicating with the outside world to prevent him from meddling in other countries' affairs. Their decision came 2 days after Assange questioned on Twitter Britain's accusation that Russia was behind the March 4th poisoning of a Russian former double agent in England. And Facebook is revamping its privacy controls to make them easier to find as it faces intense backlash after a British consulting company with ties to President Trump improperly harvested data from 50 million unsuspecting Facebook users. The social media giant is also facing criticism for gathering contact names, telephone numbers, and call and text histories from users of Android devices. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.